Welcome to Timeless Devotions with Classic Christianity. My sister and I would like to share a treasure we found in our mother's attic, our grandfather's writings. For over 50 years, Papa was internationally known as the preacher of the timeless Word of God. Please join us now for a 5-minute devotional taken from the books Classic Christianity, A Year of Timeless Devotions, based on the writings of the Reverend L.A. Meade.
Our devotion today is entitled The Unpardonable Sin, and our key verses are found first in Matthew 12:31. Every sin and blasphemy will be forgiven men, but the blasphemy against the Spirit will not be forgiven men. And then in John 12:39, therefore they could not believe. Jesus said that it was possible to so sin in this world that it cannot be forgiven in the next. And because this thing is possible, it is mighty important that men and women who are liable to get to this fearful condition of soul know something of what Jesus meant. In Genesis, God says, "My spirit shall not strive with man forever." And God told Jeremiah 3 times not to pray for certain people because there was no hope for them. He said that Ephraim is joined to his idols, let him alone. Suppose God said that of us or someone we love. Paul speaks of some men whom even God had given up to lasciviousness. Pity the man if the time should come when God would say he is joined to his sin, leave him alone. Let him alone, conscience. Let him alone, minister. Let him alone, Holy Spirit. In Proverbs we read, "Then they will call on me, but I will not answer." In John we read, "They could not believe." Not would not, but could not. They could not repent, and therefore could not be forgiven. In Hebrews, there are 2 very solemn passages. In the 6th chapter, we read of certain people for whom repentance is impossible. In the 10th chapter, we see that if a man continues to live in willful sin, after he has received knowledge of the truth, there remains no longer any sacrifice for that man's sins. It is important to remember that no penitent man will ever be rejected, no matter how deep the sin, for his very penitence proves that he is within the reach of grace. The unpardonable sin is not an act, but a condition of the soul. Look for a moment at the testimony of nature. It is the testimony of nature that if a man will not do a thing, the time comes when he cannot do it. Bandage your arm to your side and leave it that way long enough and you will lose the capacity to use that arm. Put a bandage to one eye, leave it long enough and you will lose the capacity to see. Harden your heart long enough by refusing to hear the call of God, and the time will come when your heart will have lost forever the capacity to feel and believe. As John says, therefore they could not believe. Only God knows when a man has hardened his heart beyond reach. Until then, he will call, plead, offer, and welcome. His desire is that all men be saved. What does this powerful truth mean to us today? First, let us examine ourselves to be sure we've asked forgiveness of the Father and through Christ come into right relationship with Him. Then, let's think of those dear ones who have up until now rejected the call of God. Pray diligently for their awakening. Pray for nothing less than their salvation. Prostrate ourselves before God for their souls. Let us travail and fight the spiritual battles necessary to free them from their deception. It's up to God to know the moment of their loss or gain. Until then, let us persevere in love and prayer. Holy Father God, I bring to you the people who are on my heart that now that seem to be rejecting your forgiveness and your mercy. You know their names, Lord. Please soften their hearts to the truth and bring faithful Christians into their path who will testify to you. Let me boldly proclaim you in any divine appointment you might arrange. May they have the veil removed from the eyes of their hearts to see the truth and accept your mercy. For the sake of the glory of Jesus' name, amen. We hope you will visit us online at www.classicchristianity.net. If your goals include spending time with the Lord each day, we can help. Thank you for joining us for Timeless Devotions with Classic Christianity.